Donald Trump, Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton loved Harvey Weinstein, not me. By Charlie Spiring on February 25, 2020. President Donald Trump reacted to the news Tuesday that Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of rape and sexual assault. Trump said he was never a fan of Weinstein, who donated big to Democrats. "I will say, the people that liked him were the Democrats. Michelle Obama loved him, loved him. Hillary Clinton loved him, and he gave tremendous money to the Democrats," he said. Trump indicated Democrats should refund any donations that they received from Weinstein and that he did not really know him very well. "I was just not a fan of his. I knew him a little bit. Not very well. I knew him because he was in New York, not a person that I like," he said. Trump recalled that Weinstein boasted that he was going to defeat him. "How did that work out?" Trump asked. Trump said he was not familiar with the details of the case, but said that it sent a message to women suffering from sexual assault. "I think that from the standpoint of women, I think it was a great thing. It was a great victory and sends a very strong message," he said. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton worked closely with Weinstein. Actress Lena Dunham and journalist Tina Brown claimed they warned Clinton staffers of Weinstein's behavior with women during her presidential campaign, but she continued to exchange emails with him. Journalist Ronan Farrow said that Clinton aide Nick Merrill tried to pressure him to back off the story exposing Weinstein's behavior in 2017, at the same time that Clinton was in talks with Weinstein for a documentary on Clinton. In 2013, former First Lady Michelle Obama thanked Weinstein profusely for appearing at a film symposium hosted in the East Room of the White House. "I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend and just a powerhouse," she said. "The fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen to all of you should say something not about me or about this place, but about you. Everybody here, here because of you." Weinstein appeared at the White House complex on 13 occasions during the Obama presidency, according to visitor records. 9 of his visits were with President Obama himself, including some events together with First Lady Michelle Obama, as Breitbart News reported. Malia Obama, the oldest of former President Obama's daughters, reportedly interned for Weinstein in 2017. Malia, 18, began her internship at the New York City offices of the Weinstein Company in February of that year, the New York Post reported.